Hi there, welcome to the Footstomp and Free Scottish Music Podcast. My name's Simon Toomier and we've got some great new releases and classic releases for you this week. There's lots of new albums just come out in the last week or so and we're going to play lots of them for you today. And we're going to start off with the latest EP by Nightworks. It's called Anne Talon and it's a set of remixes, and this is An Fhéir an Lá, the Valtas remix.
Thank you.
very nice. Great music there. The whole EP is really good. It's all like that, actually. You just want to get up and dance. And actually, this Saturday, Nightworks are playing a live DJ set for Hands Up for Trad at 11 p.m. on YouTube, on the Hands Up for Trad YouTube channel. So that'll be up for a month, so check that out. Ali Levac, the current holder of the BBC Radio Scotland Young Traditional Musician Award, has had a great year. He's, apart from having no work, of course, but he's written lots of music and put out some great tracks. And he's just released an EP called My Notes Volume 1. And it's all the tunes that he wrote as commissions for people over the lockdown. And this is the last track on it. It's called Bird Spotting.
I'm gonna go get some food.
the quality of all these new tracks being released on the Scottish trad music scene is amazing, actually. And you can actually catch Ali Lavac this weekend with his band Project Smoke, and they're playing on Natrads. That's a TV programme that features all the bands and the results in the MG Alapa Scots Trad Music Awards, and that's on at 9 p.m. on BBC Alba. Now, talking of high quality, we now have the Hands Up for Trad single of the week, and it's by the Paul McKenna Band, and this is his latest single. It's called Home. Very nice there from Paul McKenna Band. There's a great video made by Martin Forey to go along with that. Now we have another brand new release from legendary fiddler Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas, two brilliant musicians who work so hard all the time. And they've released this new album, and it's got a funny title. It's called S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y-Z. I had a look, I didn't try too hard to find out, but I looked online and I can't find out exactly what it is. But it's an album recorded during lockdown. And this track is called Rest and Be Thankful, which is a beautiful place in Scotland. And Start Your Engines.
Thank you.
I'm sure you'll agree that was masterful playing from both of them. And it's just come to my notice from Eliza T that SYZYGY means the joining of any two entities without losing the individual characteristics of either one. Well, they definitely manage that there. Right. Next, we have a brand new single from Iona Fife and Michael Biggins. Iona is an award-winning Scots singer, and Michael's a beautiful piano player who is in the finals of the BBC Radio Scotland Young Traditional Musician Award. And this is a song, In the Bleak Midwinter.
In a bleak midwinter.
beautiful singing and playing there from Iona Fife and Michael Biggins. And I think that song was based on a poem by Christina Rossetti. It's a beautiful song. Right, next up we have, I suppose it's one of my favourite bagpipe records ever. It's Ross Ainslie's Wide Open. It might be his first solo album, and the tunes are great, the arrangements are great, and I was discussing it with my friend Ellie the other day there, and we just love this album. And this is the last track on the album. It's the To the Woods Suite.
Oh,
Ross. That is that's great. You know, I do really love that. And but you know what I was thinking there as I was listening to it, that Ross has brought a different type of composition, a different type of tune to trad music. That's none of that music is your typical reel jig or Strathspey. They're different, and all his albums, even up to the latest one, Vanna, they've got different, lots of different phrasing. It's really, really interesting. Anyway, we're going straight back to the kind of tradition now, and it's Laurie Watson, and this is from her Yarrow album. It's Fine Flowers in the Valley. Now, I say it's traditional. She's got a really modern take going on this as well, but it's a classic traditional song. So this is Laurie Watson.
A low thorn, fine flowers and the valley, and there she has her sweet babe born, and the green leaves. and the green leaves they crown it.
Lovely. I love that song, recorded it myself back in 1987 with Seanan Keith. Those were the days. Now we have the latest release from Kevin Henderson and Neil Perlman. We played a track from this a few podcasts ago, and this is a set, I think it's a set of reels, I never looked. It's called, the tunes are Head, Her and Bastavo, Silks and Tatties and The Magic Roundabout. Dancing all the way there. I loved that. Now, if you want to get a hold of any of these albums, you can go to www.scottpodcast.com and you will get all the links to buy all these albums and all the names of the album. All the information is there. I should mention that this Saturday, the 12th of December, we have our Trads online event, which is part of the MG Alapa Scots Trad Music Awards weekend. And if you go to Hands Up Trad's Facebook or YouTube channels, you'll be able to watch lots of live music from 1 p.m. on Saturday the 12th. That's going well. And it'll be available for a month afterwards. So if you aren't hearing this till after the 12th, that's fine, because you'll be able to catch up for a month. There's loads of great music, including the Canaris Quintet, Dallahan, Jen Butterworth and Ryan Young. Loads and loads of stuff. I'm really looking forward to it. Anyway, here's a famous singer now, Karen Matheson, the singer with Capper Keighley, and she is just about to release her brand new album. It's called Still Time, and this song is Cassiopeia Coming Through. stuff from Karen Masson. I just actually looked up Cassiopeia, and in fact, it's a constellation in the northern sky named after the vain queen Cassiopeia. Cassiopeia in Greek mythology. Thank you, Wikipedia. Great, great song. And the album, I think, comes out at the start of next year. So, and you can pre-order it now, and there's a couple of tracks. Pardon me. We've come to the second last track of the programme now, and it's by a young band called Madaram, and they've just released this on their Bandcamp page, madaram.bandcamp.com, and this is A Pound a Week Rise.
Come on, ye colliers who work down the mines, from Scotland to South Wales, from Teesdale Downs. I'll tell you a story about the pound a week rise and the men who were fooled by the government's lies. And it's then you go down below, Jack, you'll never see the skies when you're working in a dungeon for your pound a week rise. In 1960, a few years ago, the mine workers' leaders to Lord Robins did go. Say we work very hard every day, we risk our lives. So we ask you here and now for a pound a week rise. And it's then you go down below, Jack, you'll never see the skies when you're working in a dungeon for your pound a week rise. Well, up spoke Lord Robins and he made this decree. He said, when the output rises, with you I will agree to raise up all your wages and give to you fair pay. For I was once a miner and I worked hard in my day. And it's then you go down below, Jack, you'll never see the skies when you're working in a dungeon for your pound a week rise. The miners, they went home and they worked hard well, their lungs filled with coal dust in the bosom of hell. The output rose by 15-18% and more, and in 2 years it come gone, it rose about a score. And it's then you go down below, Jack, you'll never see the skies when you're working in a dungeon for your pound a week rise. Wouldn't give a pound, he wouldn't give 10 bob. He gave them 7 and 6 and said, get back to your jobs. And it's then you go down below, Jack, you'll never see the skies when you're working in a dungeon for your pound a week rise. So come all ye colliers, take heed to what I say. Don't believe Lord Robins when he says he'll give fair pay. He'll tell you to work hard and make the output rise. You'll get pie in the sky instead of a pound a week rise. And it's then you go down the road, Jack, you'll never see the skies when you're working a dungeon for your pound a week rise. And it's then you go down the road, your pound a week rise.
Great stuff there from Madaram there. Check that out on their Bandcamp page. Right, we've come to the end of this podcast. Thank you to everyone to listen. Hello around the world. To you as well. Much appreciated to you all for listening to this podcast regularly. If you'd like to follow Hands Up for Trad social media, it's everything/ Hands Up for Trad. If it comes up with nothing, comes on a blank page, it means we're not on it. But please check us out. And if you've got any questions, just get in touch. And we're going to finish off with a record we played a few times in the podcast of late. This is The Chair. The album is now completely out, and you can get that from their Bandcamp page. It's called Orkney Monster. And this is the final track on the album, and it's called Festival Reels. So thanks again, and I'll see you next week.